Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation Board Director Steve Anderson about the Kiwash Nature Trail reopening that occurred last Friday.
How has this Kiwash Nature Trail progress been for the Conservation Board?
It's been excellent. We've had great cooperation of the weather, the coordinator, and we're especially thankful to the Washington County Riverboat Foundation for helping fund it. So we're just in the final phases. Like I say, the contractor's out there right now doing just a little bit of final grading, and by Friday tonight, you know, this evening as you go for a ride, you're welcome to go right on through and it'll be open. By the way, while you're out there, the black raspberries are ripe all over, and everybody ought to stop and enjoy that as well.
What is the history of the Kiwash Nature Trail?
It was a grassroots project that came in the late 1980s when basically they took on a railroad that was in the process of becoming abandoned. They blocked the abandonment and saved it for that. Through a lot of local efforts, it came to be the nature trail that it is, and then the Washington County Conservation Board took over the management and operation of it, and it's been doing that ever since.
And what are some of the improvements that have been made recently for the nature trail?
Lots and lots of them. Clear on the very west end, the Kyoto group is doing an excellent job. They're completely rebuilding their trailhead at their end. And then as you come on across, the Washington County Conservation Board just finished, like I say, upgrading this Kiwi project, which was probably the worst piece on the trail. We're also working on the Willow Pond, which is right here on the Washington end. Just today, we did a lot, I think, to dress up the very junction with Highway 1. So, I mean, the whole thing is just coming around and turning into a, you know, there's just a lot of people using it, and we sure hope we're doing our best to do it as best we can. So,
what is it, the attraction of the Kiwash Nature Trail?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for families in particular to be able to go out into a pretty safe environment and enjoy an activity of bicycling and get some exercise, see some nature, and without much, you know, there's no chance of getting tangled up with traffic, and so it's a safe and enjoyable way of family activity for people to do together. And there's also a fair number of people, and I mean a pretty large number of people, that just plain use it for exercise. So we have quite a few people that run it every morning. This time of year, they tend to run not during the heat of the day, and who can blame them for that?
So, it's pretty hot out there, I tell you that much.
Yeah, you have to run a chainsaw to really appreciate that.
I completely respect that, of course. Yes, the whole trail is going to be able to be accessed by this evening?
Correct. All the way from end to end, exactly right.
And how much of this trail is concrete, I wonder?
Very, very little. The city of Washington put asphalt on the part that's in town, and none of the rest of it until this Kiwi Avenue crossing is concrete.
Okay. And so that's the Kiwi Avenue crossing that you were talking about?
Yes. It had to be done because an old railroad trestle had been taken out of there, and therefore there was a big dip going down to a mud road and back up, and it was always muddy and hard to operate for bicycles. So that's what motivated us to pursue this, and, you know, we were successful in getting it done.
With, the schedule of it, did this kind of conclude this part of the project? Did this kind of end at good timing for you?
Excellent timing. They made excellent time, and, of course, the weather has been very conducive towards getting a lot of dirt work done. So, yes, it's gotten done in very good time. We really appreciate, you know, again, everything lined up well, and it went well.
And I know in Kyoto, they're currently working on their trailhead project. And so is there anything else on the nature trail that has yet to be completed?
Well, starting this next year, we are looking at a significant improvement on the Washington end again. We are actually have funds getting all lined up to move forward with creating an actual trail spur going up to the Kirkwood Education Center, as well as paving a little bit of this western segment of the trail. So that's on the horizon. It's not imminent. It for sure, we're hoping that it'll happen in 2018 in reality.
And how long was it that the nature trail was closed or unable to access?
It was closed for about 3 weeks, I think, altogether through this paving process. Basically, as you can imagine, you have to first grade and then pave and then let the concrete cure and then shoulder it. So it takes a little bit of time to get all that done. And I think it's somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks in the total period that it's been closed here.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the trail?
No, just encourage people to get out and enjoy a great weekend. And like I say, while you're out there, and take your whole family and stop and pick a few berries and then just have a good family time.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Conservation Board Director Steve Anderson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.